Hey friend, hey. Welcome back to the Evolution of Us podcast. Now, have you been wondering why did I name the podcast The Evolution of Us? Like, what does that even mean? Well, let me make it plain. It definitely does not mean evolution in terms of Darwin's theory. Nope. The definition of evolve is to come forth gradually into being, to develop. The definition of evolution is the gradual development of something, especially from simple to complex. Now, I for one am sick and tired of seeing all the joint foolishness. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Them people that find their tribe full of other foolish people. Now, as far as I know, it's still election season, or, you know, they're still counting votes. So there's been no official results released yet. And I know that y'all know what I'm talking about. I wanted to build a community of like-minded people who are about developing themselves, their minds, and their behaviors, developing a space that allows us to have thought-provoking conversations that are inspiring and life-changing. So, The Evolution of Us is about challenging the way we see ourselves, how we behave, and how we relate to others in a safe space. Following some feedback from my big brother, I want to go in a slightly different direction. Have you ever heard the parable of the Chinese farmer? An old man, kind of poor, owned a farm. And on this farm, he had a horse. Sounds like old MacDonald, right? Yeah, I know. Anyways. And the horse one day ran away. And the horse meant a lot in financial terms to the farmer. And all his neighbors came around and said, "Oh, that's terrible. Oh, we're so sorry that happened to you." And the Chinese farmer just said, "You know, maybe it's bad, maybe not. We'll see." And a couple weeks later, the horse comes back, but it brings 7 more horses with them. And all the neighbors come back over to the Chinese farmer's home and they say, "Oh, what great luck. Look, the horse is back and he brought friends. And this is great for you." And the farmer says, "Maybe it's good. Maybe it's not. We'll see." A couple weeks later, the son of the farmer is out trying to ride one of the wild horses. And that horse bucks the son off, and the son falls and breaks his leg. A very bad break. A very expensive to heal break. And the neighbors come back over and they said, "Oh, farmer, this is terrible. This is terrible news. Those horses are so unlucky." And the farmer says, "Maybe, maybe not. We'll see." And then the Chinese army comes around and they need new soldiers. So they're drafting. And because of the farmer's son's injury, he cannot go to war. One could conclude that the farmer at that point may have said, "Oh, Well, that's good. Maybe. Maybe not. But I bring up that story just to remind some of you to encourage others. No matter what you face, everything that you have gone through, it was all necessary to get you to this point. We like to look at isolated events and we judge them. Some people don't like the term judge, but we decide, oh, this thing is good or this thing is bad. But I think we judge our life events way too soon. In the midst of the event, we say that a job loss is bad, and a sickness is bad, a new job is good, a new house is better. Then as time goes by, and as the house payments get a little heavy, we start to change our original perspective of whether that thing was good or not. On a personal level, I was hospitalized a little more than a year ago, and my total hospital stay was 4 weeks. Not a lot of people know that about me. And in the midst of those 4 weeks, it was, I was there for 3 weeks straight. I left for 2 weeks and I came back for a week. And it was a difficult recovery. It was trying. And a lot of people said, oh, I'm so sorry that that happened to you. And sure, I didn't. It wasn't something that just felt good. It seemed to come out of nowhere to me. But in that 4 weeks, I spent a lot of time in that hospital, and my dad was at my side. And a few months later, my dad passed away. We had some conversations while he was in the hospital with me. He was just there keeping me company, because everybody else had things to do. But my dad stayed there and kept me company. He would sleep in the chair in the hospital. And he would come home. He would leave in the morning or in the early afternoon. And he'd go back to my house and he'd take a shower, and then he'd come back again at night and he'd keep me company so I didn't have to sit there all day. A hospital room is a very lonely place, and it's, you know, you don't have, if you don't figure out how to occupy yourself, it can be a little stir crazy. I'm appreciative of the time that I spent in the hospital, because I had some closing moments with my father that I didn't know were closing moments. But it made it easier to release him when it was time for him to go. A long time ago, before Steve Jobs passed away, he gave a speech, a commencement speech, and he mentioned connecting the dots. It's a great speech if you haven't heard it, so check it out. All you gotta do is search it in YouTube and it'll come up. And he mentions that you can't connect the dots in the present. It's hard in the present time to see that, oh, my horse ran away. This is bad. This is not good for me. But the only way that the horse could bring back more horses was to run away. When the son didn't have to go to war, the only way that him breaking his leg is a good thing is when you realized it saved him from something that could have been much worse. If you've been holding on to some past hurts, some heartbreaks, some loves lost, and by loves lost, I don't just mean people, but I mean things that are important to you, be encouraged. Because in this life, everything that we're exposed to, everything that happens to us, it shapes us, it molds us. And in the becoming, we aren't at a proper vantage point to determine what was good versus what was bad, because it was all necessary to get you to the intended destination. So lean not on your own understanding, but have faith that it's all necessary, and decide it was necessary for my growth. It was necessary for my belief. It was necessary for me to achieve my destiny. Decide that when you arrive to your final destination, that you will be able to see that it wasn't about my judgment of whether that thing was good for me or bad for me, but that it was all necessary to get me where I am. As usual, there is no outro. Last conversation, we had a little theme song action going. But I just want to end here and say thank you for joining me again. Until next week. Bye.